wise part.
Well, then, I'll carry it back here.
Oh.
That's my box of the one. Okay, let's try like this. Someone makes a knot like this in a carrier bag. One knot like this. This is not called a knot. If you shake it a lot, it's going to undo. Showed yesterday, it's going to undo. That knot is not called a knot, and therefore hasn't got a shame kesher. If you make a bow, as well, we said, a bow is also not called a kesher. It's not considered in Chazal's eyes a knot. A kesher is when you make a knot, tie things together. A bow is not called a knot. So we said yesterday, a big chiddush that came out, that this thing over here, this knot like this, is not called a knot because you can easily undo it. If a person then makes a bow on top of this, which now holds that in position, that now becomes a kesher. And therefore, we said yesterday, Lamosh, the shoelace is a good example. Yeah, Lamosh, I want to make a shoelace here. Let's actually, for example, a shoelace over here. Picture. A person makes the first knot here. I've done it so well, I can't undo this. That knot by itself, the first knot by itself.
New shoes.
What?
You need new shoes.
I think so. A good pair. This first knot is nothing. You see, as I walk, what's going to happen is the shoe's going to come out.
You see the opening of the shoe, yeah? There's a pressure there, so that knot is nothing.
If I put a bow on top of that knot, that bow now holds the knot in position, and that now becomes a kesher.
The knot opens. Many times you walk in the streets with a shoelace.
Yeah, but I don't knot might open, but it's much more permanent now. Much more hold, much better than it would have done otherwise. The other one becomes very, very flimsy. Yeah, you might trip and you might stand on one of the ends and you pull. Yeah, a normal shoelace lasts very much more than 24 hours. A normal shoelace that a person does, the mice, lasts for a long time. And therefore, in such a case over there, that's got a shame case. So we said already yesterday that to make that knot for more than 24 hours is a problem. A bow is no problem at all. You can make it for 48 hours, a week, a year. There's no problem with a bow. Because a bow by itself is nothing. Even, in fact, we said yesterday, even to make one bow and another bow on top of that bow and another bow on top of that, it's no problem at all. Because a bow is not called a kesher at all. This first one over here, which I'm doing, is a kesher, but it's so weak it undoes. If I can secure it in position that it doesn't undo, that will become a problem as well. It's important to cut that, yeah? Now, people make a mistake with this, so they think to myself that who I did, if I take my scissors, for example, and I make a knot, just like one knot in here, just one, put it over here, that's mutzal shel as well, there's only one knot.
No.
There's a big difference, because there, there's no pressure pushing it. There, that knot is permanent. That knot will hold. In a case of where you put something, the most, you take a key, for example, and you take a string, and you tie a string with a knot onto one side. I forgot to bring all my equipment here. If I take a key, for example, yeah, like this, I do it through, yeah, and I do one knot like I do on a shoelace knot. See that? That knot is not called a knot, because if I shake it, the pressure of the key against this string will undo it. Even if you make it very tight, after a while it won't hold. There's pressure against it. Whenever you've got pressure against this one sort of knot, that knot is not a knot. You want to think it's not good enough, because it can't hold. It won't hold. What?
You can't do another one.
No. Once I make this permanent, if I do another one now on top of this, if I do a bow on top of this now, that's going to make it stay in position. Yeah, I think I've lost a lot of people over here.
You can't do a bow on top of that.
No, I can't. Any time you've got one knot, I can never do a bow on top of it. Because a bow secures that first knot. That's in the cook. So one knot by itself, we said yesterday, that's okay.
Even then, it tends to take away
straight away. I'm going to come to that. What knot are you talking about?
That one, the bow, I think.
Within 24 hours is mutter. And that knot and bow, we said when we started, a kesher which is made, not kesher umen, a normal knot, which is made to undo within 24 hours is no problem. So if I make this knot on, if I want to make a key belt on Shabbos, for example, so I put this around me, yeah, let's say I take it off, I'll show you what I do. I should have planned this all before I came, that's the truth. What I've done here. Right, so if I want to make it, let's say I want to make a Shabbos belt on Shabbos, yeah? So let's say I put this through here. I I'll tie this knot over here. This knot by itself is not called a proper kesher, because since I've had to shake the key, I don't want to do it here, I don't want to lose my key. If I shake this thing, it'll just come apart. So that's not called a kesher. If I tie it round me, like this, and I put this round here to make it stay on me, that's allowed. There's nothing wrong with that. No problem. Even to leaders of more than 24 hours, alright, because this is not called a kesher. If I put a bone now on top of this, and certainly if I make another knot on top of this, that secures it, that makes it a proper kesher that's also to do a double knot by the kesher woman. So it's very chomo. If I just put a bow on top of it, it's not a kesher woman, but it has to be undone within 24 hours. Yeah? So, we have to be careful over here. When I talk about one knot being allowed to be done, that's only when there's a pressure behind that's going to make it undo. But if I take a normal thread, for example, I just take something like this, for example, and I want to make a knot inside it to make it tighter, whatever. Like someone's made a knot here, can you see? This knot over here, that's not a heter, because that won't undo. That knot will not undo. If I shake it as much as I want, it won't undo. It's only a knot which has got a pressure behind it, that is where there is a leniency. It's not called a kesher. Sorry?
Is it a loop? A knot.
What's a loop?
Show what a loop is. You do like this. Is this clusters or not? I mean, it won't open unless you pull it.
That's a bow, I think, yeah. That is called a bow.
So that's not that's a knot.
That's her mutter, yeah. An overhand knot is the problem. Some of you are making plastic bags, I think. Let's see, you can make like this. That's a proper knot, this one, yeah? This is a proper knot, this one. It's called an overhand knot. That goes in through here. That's a proper knot. This one over here is a proper knot. That won't undo. Now, many people, when they finish their rubbish on Shabbos, for example, they tie their rubbish up together and they knot it like this, and then they put it in their rubbish, in the dustbin bag, in the dustbin, in the actual dustbin zone. A nappy bag is where they get to. Now, this is a very interesting shite over here, because really, as far as you're concerned, you don't care about this knot. I mean, once you've got it in your dustbin, you don't care what was done to this knot. Yeah?
It's still made a kesher.
Oh, so here's an interesting shayla. This is Aruch HaShabbos over here. Aruch HaShabbos speaks about this in Simchat Beis. Very interesting shayla actually here. In Peret Yud, Simchat Beis. Kesher she'odom zokul lezman kotzim avad. A knot that you only need for a short time. You need to take your rubbish to the dustbin and leave it into the dustbin container. Ach Yedehu, he knows, shel ha'maisa lo yatzi ha'yis lo'olim. It's not going to become undone. He wants to make tie some begotten for a short time. Let's say you want to send me a food parcel on Shabbos. So you wrap up a parcel with string and you make a knot in the string, let's say. A knot on a bow. You know it's very likely when I come to open that parcel, I'm not going to undo the knot and bow. It's very likely I take some scissors and snap it. So mitzad you don't mind if I undo the knot. But it's very unlikely the knot's going to be undone. What din has that got? Who are din? Yeah, this is. You understand what I'm saying? Is that called a kesher kamer? So the ma'aser here over here, the Aruch HaShabbos says, sorry, the kesher kavetz b'shem the man kotzer. He only needs it for a short time. Then he wants to throw it out. So he, the Aruch HaShabbos, is machmir on this. He tines the ma'aser. That's called a kesher hayomer. He brings others to a chodik on this actually. They tie, that's not kesher kashrim, because you don't need it at all. It's a machshir too, because you don't need them not to be there for a long time. You only need it for a short time. The fact that it's going to be there for a long time is it doesn't make a difference. The Maaseh, the Aruch HaShabbos says you have to treat it as a problem. It's interesting actually, we should have learned this before Sukkos. They bring a raya from a Rashi in Sukkah. I just want to read out this Rashi. Rashi, Rav Shem Zalman brings this raya. Rashi says, a person shouldn't make a kesher on a lulav on Shabbos or Yom Tov with a proper kesher. It's called a kesher shayom. So they ask the kesher over here, l'chayom. That's what that means. This lulav and estruv, after 7 days, you're going to throw it out. You don't want that kesher to be there for l'olam voyed. You're not interested in l'olam voyed. That's not kesher shayom. That's kesher midrabonon maybe. That's not kesher shayom. This is called a kesher shayom for always. Because what's going to happen is you're going to leave the lulav in the shamus, for example. You're going to leave it. It's going to stay like that. But as far as you're concerned, really, you don't need it to be in that position. Rashi says, "Haritash mishum mitzvahs and nizrokin." But achachak soif for nizrokin is called like a lulav. It's meant to be thrown out the lulav afterwards. Rashi kesher shayom. And therefore, from that Rashi, they bring a raya that even though you don't care how long it lasts for, but since the Metzias is, it's going to stay like that, that's called a Kesher Shayomah. So who had it, coming back to our dustbin bags, for example, a person makes a knot in a dustbin bag, L'chaira, even though he's not interested in whether that knot stays low in the void. If I care, once it goes in the dustbin, it doesn't matter what happens to it. In fact, even when it gets, okay, maybe in his dustbin, he doesn't want it to open up either, because he doesn't want a mess in there. But once it gets in the dustbin lorry itself, L'chaira, he doesn't care what happens to that knot. That knot, as far as he's concerned, can rip. He doesn't mind about it. L'chaira, that's still a problem. Because since you're doing it, it's going to stay like that. Unless you say a dustbin lorry is a bit better, because I don't know, I'm not sure it's going to stick or rip it. Maybe it won't rip it, maybe it might stay. But l'chaira, that's not so possible. These nappy bags and these dustbin bags, which a person's finished using, l'chaira is not so simple to tie a knot in them, because even though it's going to be thrown out, but that knot might stay for a long time, therefore I should avoid it.
So I've got a shoelace only at a time span of 24 hours. Is he
in Tanis Banner's
like a
word? It's also his case.
Because
it's going to stay for a long time.
Well, in the case of a shoelace.
Because you have to undo it in 24 hours, that's
why. Why can't you give 24 hours? Why can't you give 36 hours?
Because it's marked the shear of a heter tikka kasher is under 24 hours. A knot that can be made on Shabbos, which is mutter lechatchil to make on Shabbos, is a kesher which is under 24 hours. Once you overstep 24 hours, and you've got Issa Drabonah making a kesher.
So
new Drabonah, the gazeo they made after 24 hours. But under 24 hours, the ma'aseh is mutter lechatchil, so you can make a knot. So the ma'aseh, if you have to make a knot, that's what you should do, yeah? Yeah, very interesting. The ma'aseh, many people ask this when I was doing the shi'a actually, is does a knot depend on you? Or does it depend on what the oilam do? So here's an interesting bi'alocha. The bi'alocha in Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph, says that the kesher is not dependent on your das. That means if a person makes a knot, a knot which is normally made for a long time, and he says, I'm going to undo it within 24 hours. Does that help? Oh, so the question is, very interesting question. Do you look at the knot itself? What is the Matthias of the knot? Or do you look at the das of the person who's making the knot? The person who's making the knot says, I want to make a knot, and I want to undo it within 24 hours. So it's not called a kesher. Or do you say, the Maestro, that knot is normally made for a long time, and therefore it's a problem. Maestro, Bialoch, the very first Bialoch in Hilchos Kosher is very busy with this, actually. He's very busy with this Nakuda. About what we look at, how do we look at things, legabe makesha. So you want the taz seems to be maker, the taz seems to learn that it depends on your das. It depends what your kavon is. The Maestro Mishbrus is very much choyle with this. He says, the zikha not right, avada, it's not choyle on your das at all. He says, it can't be that it's mutter. And he says, avada, you look at the world itself. He says, Amodik, right, he's got one raya is. Let me. He's got two rayas actually. This is his raya. You can't go. He says near the kesher is dark. Show him now. Such bekvias. The kesher which is normally made bekvias. Loyos linum bosom machshavas hakosher. You can't go after one who's making the knot. Levatel shein kesher mena to call it not a knot. Or Matt. He brings a gemara. Then he says. Interesting raya brings. He wants to say with this mahalak, he wants the kashra of Primogodim. Primogodim says, why has the person got a problem to make tzitzit on Shabbos? He's got a very posh tzitzit on Primogodim. He should make the tzitzit on Shabbos and have in mind to undo it after Shabbos. He should have in mind to undo the knots. Someone's stuck on Shabbos, his beggar ripped, his tzitzit's ripped. You blame, put new tzitzit in, make it, and have in mind to undo it within 24 hours. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you see from it clearly that it doesn't help. It doesn't go bossy your das.
Knot.
It does not go across your dad. The mouth, the derech ha'olam, is to make that knot into a knot, and they normally leave it as a long time. Even though you've got kavanah to undo it, it won't help you at all. That's the chiddush. That's what he wants to say. Chavetz Chaim. He brings a few rites. The chayra. I was always wondering about this. Actually, the marshal. Let's say the eruv in a town breaks. So this is what's interesting, the marshal. So then you have to know that because here's a big shout, Tzachi Rab. I'm not going into that, but that's just the actual idea over here. Let's say the area breaks. So can a person take the string and put it, do it in a way he makes, let's say, a knot in a bow? It could be that. I also want to help you there. But about the normal derech is when you make the area of string, you make it permanent. The fact that you're doing something now, which is not permanent, doesn't help you at all. You're doing it not to be permanent. You want to make it to undo in 24 hours. But about the normal derech when you make this string is to make it a permanent way of doing something. It won't help you the fact that you have in mind to undo it. Could be. It's a no. Saying an eight-hour string is much more problematic. Sorry.
Causing a lot of people.
Yeah, they have to know you're causing a lot of people there maybe to make a mixture. Yeah, that's the question. Maybe get non Jew. What do you mean? Not is an Isidra one. To make a knot which is not supposed to be made is an Isidra one, so you have to be careful with that. So. Could be. I'm saying the taz, the mice are many achim achim with this taz. The taz are very bechirish that you go boss of the person themselves. It's a bechirish that. Yeah, one has to know. It's not posh. A goy is maybe easier to do, but let's say one can't get a goy, one has to know. But this so thing...
For the sake of the Arab, it should be certain.
I don't know if you do it for Rabbi, I'm not sure we can do an Aveira because of that. They're all honest, these people are doing. I'm not sure we can do an Aveira, but come here. Yeah, but you're doing an Aveira. You know, I must tell you, many years ago, it was an interesting shayla. I thought it was a joke, actually. I spoke about this many years ago, and then someone told me the shayla actually happened. Someone's walked with Shul there on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. He was on his way to Mincha. And as he gets towards Shul, someone stops and says, I wonder if you can help me. Do you know how to blow a shofar? He says, yeah, I know, actually. I'm very good at blowing a shofar, he says. He says, I'll tell you what, my wife had a baby boy this morning, and I've not heard shofar yet. So I wonder if you could blow for me. So the person says, I'm very happy to blow for you. He said, but you must realize, if I blow a shofar for you, by the time I go and get the shofar and I start blowing for you, I'm going to miss this man Mincha completely. So the question was, what should he do? What's more important, to help this person do the mitzvah of Tekir Shofar, which is a deraisa, or should he lose out his mitzvah of Mincha? What?
A man and a woman is a man.
It was a man, actually. It was a man. A man who hadn't heard Shofar. So this is the interesting. What do you do to help the man do the deraisa? Well, one stodim was over here, is that he's an honest, the marshal, the person who hadn't heard the Shofar is an honest. You're now doing a mice be dying to stop you doing a Mincha. That could be worse. So who I did to make a knot on this thing is an Issa Drabonim be a dying. Those people who are carrying an aid of not knowing what's going on, they're not doing an action. They're an action which is not doing it. It could be better off. One has to know. I'm just saying, it's not so posh. This one has to know just to make cheshbonis that you can just do one Isidra one for an Isidra bond of a lot of people. Not so simple. Because so what we said tonight is, we spoke about a knot and bow again, a knot and bow, which the knot, a single knot by itself, there's a pressure against it, it's not called a knot, but if you firm it, you make it firm, you hold it in position, that is called a knot, and therefore, like we said, a shoelace can be made on Shabbos, but must be made for more than 24 hours. A bow hasn't got a shein kesher at all, and therefore you can make a bow on Shabbos, just a bow to tie on something, to make it nice, look decorative, that is allowed to be done for 48, for a year, for as long as you want, that's no problem at all. And then we spoke about a knot, which you have done, you're making a knot, and you don't want to be shakayama. You don't need to be shakayama, but it's very possible it will be shakayama. I'm watching you tie up a parcel with string, and you make a knot in the string, but you know it's very likely when a person opens the parcel, he's going to cut the string, and he won't undo the knot at all. And the knot's going to be thrown away in the rubbish. It's not going to be used at all. That, according to many poskim, is still the Shabbos is machmir for this. He says that's called a kesher shekayama, even though you're not interested in it at all. And then the final thing we said over tonight is also very interesting, is that a kesher is not dependent on what your das is. If the normal way of the kesher is to be made for a long time, even though you have das to undo it, you can't override what the derech ha'olam is. You can't override what the minhag ha'olam is to make it that it's not called a kesher. All right, basically. Let me take this all back. Scaffold, yeah.